Governor Palin and the presiding officers of the House and Senate are joining forces to present their arguments against the federal economic stimulus package that is currently before the Senate. APRN's Dave Donaldson reports.
Governor Palin told Anchorage television station KTUU over the weekend that the letter from her and the legislature would go to members of Congress to show concerns with what's been put before them. She says she's worried that the federal plan and the federal deficit would create expanded social programs and unfunded mandates for the state. The stimulus plan is scheduled to be before the U.S. Senate the rest of this week. Alaska's House Speaker Mike Chenault says that he and Senate President Gary Stevens are working on the letter with Palin's staff. However, he says the details haven't been worked out.
As the economic stimulus package changes, it seems like it is on the hour, by the hour, certainly, you know, that letter may be crafted to a different standard at that time, but certainly we're working with the administration trying to formulate a position that Alaska will have on some of the issues that we've heard about in the stimulus package.
In a printed statement over the weekend, Palin said she wanted to be certain that Alaska and other states be treated fairly, adding that spending on government programs, quote, would be a burden on states to continue funding. She said the federal plan does not spend enough that would stimulate the economy by putting people back to work. Chenault says increased funding for formula programs needs to be brought into the national debate.
If you have a formula program that does nothing more than increase the cost of state government, and certainly it may help out this year, but what if you start a new program or you increase that program, how do you continue to fund it if you don't get federal funds? And so I think that there are some areas that we should be interested in and concerned about as far as the increase of some of these funding formula programs that we may have to pick up the cost for in future years.
Legislative resolutions addressing Alaska's concerns are scheduled to open tomorrow in Juneau. House Minority Leader Beth Krutula says she hopes the final letter doesn't turn into a political statement on any particular issue. And she also doubts that the federal package will overburden the state in future years.
This is where we do get into some arguments about, well, which program is it? There may be some that are totally valid that we're going to want to take advantage of. So I wouldn't start out negatively. I guess that's what I'm saying. I want to take advantage of every federal dollar I can for Alaska. We do not want to fall into a depression. And if we have the opportunity to save Alaska before we even have felt the major problem, then I want to take advantage of that. I want to figure out how to do that, and I want to do it in a smart, nonpartisan way.
The stimulus plan is the major topic for debate this week in the U.S. Senate. Congressional leaders say they hope that differences between the Senate plan and the version the House has already passed will be before President Obama by February 13th. I'm Dave Donaldson in Juneau.